Welcome. Welcome, listeners.
Hi, we missed you.
We hope you're having a good day.
And one of you's having a great day.
Which one? We'll never know. But we're very fine friends. And we are about to do some bonus. Bonus what, you say?
Improv.
Bonus improv.
Oh my God.
Joe, can we get a suggestion, please?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Your suggestion is birthday.
Birthday.
Earth Day?
No.
Birthday.
Birthday. Have you ever had a surprise party?
No.
Me neither.
We've never have?
Mm-mm. I don't know if I really want a surprise party.
No, but it would be nice if someone thought to try.
Yeah.
It's too late now.
Have you ever thrown a surprise party?
No.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that.
I know. It's a lot of work.
Also, what if they don't like them?
I know.
What if you give someone a heart attack?
Yes.
What if they need their inhaler and they don't have it?
So many things could happen. So many things could go wrong.
Okay, what's the best birthday cake?
Ooh, best birthday cake. A confetti cake, maybe? I don't know.
People talk a lot of shit about carrot cake, but I love carrot cake.
Carrot cake's good.
Yeah. That's going to be at all my parties. And if you don't like it, it's not your birthday.
I like the idea of confetti cake as like a birthday thing because it's like a once a year thing. Carrot cake, I'll have anytime.
Anytime.
So it's like, yeah, I like the idea of doing something that's like specifically birthday. You're not going to have it any other time.
I like the idea of having a special birthday cake and then like a regular cake for people who are boring.
Yeah. Like a sheet cake?
Yeah. Just like that.
Okay.
If you're Clay Davis, it's a sheet cake.
Yes. Good Wire reference.
Have you guys ever gotten someone a birthday present and it was not well received?
Yes.
Talk about that.
No.
I mean, probably, but people have I've never had anyone like openly be like, what is this?
Or have you ever gotten a birthday present and then you're like, oh, thanks. And then your head, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten presents like that before, but
I got, my dear sweet friend a necklace and it was like one of her favorite things. Like not the necklace itself, but like the necklace was of. And then I kept waiting for her to wear it. And she like never wore it. And I saw her like cycling through all of her other necklaces. And I was like, you hate my necklace? And she's like, no, I don't hate it. It's just so big.
How big was it?
It wasn't that big, but you know how like on your neck, some like if you have like a pendant, it could be like too big.
What was it of?
A daisy.
It was a big daisy.
Yeah, I mean, those are her words. I thought it was a normal daisy, but I'm just a guy. But she was very nice about it, though. She never told me she wasn't going to wear it. But then other gifts were perfect. I can't be mad.
Yeah.
And now, improv.
Can't wait to see what you got me for my birthday.
I'm so excited to give this to you.
Oh, it's a big box.
Oh, Claire, yes, you're going to love this.
Hmm.
Oh, and it's super heavy.
Oh, here. Put it down.
Here it is.
Okay. I'm opening it.
Open it.
It's, oh, it's a full-size Goofy costume.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I
get in it. You love it. You love it.
You want? I do. I love Goofy. He's my favorite in the Disney universe.
I know.
Okay.
The guy who played Goofy for 10 years straight.
Yeah.
Wore this costume.
It's used Goofy.
Yeah, he took it with him when he left.
Oh, it's a used Goofy. It smells. Which put smells like sweat inside.
Yes! Claire, I love you. I love that I did so good. Here, I'll zip you up.
Okay, Bevan. Thank you.
You're in it.
Ooh, it's so wet inside.
Yeah.
Oh.
He just gave it to me. That's why I was outside. Goodbye, $3,000. Am I right?
Oh, you paid $3,000 for this?
I know, a deal. Oh, can you do the voice? Claire, we are going to auditions.
Oh, you know, here, you know what I just thought of? Ooh, this is such a bummer.
What?
Ooh, I just thought of something.
What is it? Why are you bummed? No, don't be bummed.
I just thought.
No.
If I'm in the Goofy suit, I can't see Goofy.
Oh, and I already thought of that.
What?
I have mirrors in every room of the house now. You'll never be without a reflection of Goof.
Oh, Bev. There I am.
Oh, and Halloween's around the corner.
Oh no!
You're gonna wear it.
Well, it's too special.
No,
it's too
okay.
special to wear all the time.
No, it's okay. If it gets, I'd rather it be loved and lived in. That's how I know the gift was well received.
No, so I have to wear it so that you.
You don't have to. You want to, right?
I mean, I want. I really appreciate this. I really appreciate.
Oh, and I called your job.
Oh, no.
No. I was just checking in. I wanted to make sure you had PTO, but I was talking to your boss, and he happened to mention that you guys are having a costume party next week. So you can wear it there.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a sexy costume party. HR
it
was...
It has a butt flap.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't get long breaks over there.
I do. Yeah. Oh, God, a used butt flap? Oh, God, I didn't even think about the implications of that. God, oh, the man who played Goofy was not a hygienic man. I can tell you that from being inside this suit.
He didn't have to be. He was talented.
Yeah.
Claire, I love you. And I just want you to know that if you didn't like this gift, I would be so upset I'd have to go back on my antidepressants. And you know how that went last time.
I know. I don't want that. I don't want you to have to do that. You did not handle it well, Bevan.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. I guess this is my life now.
Okay, great. Yay.
Cut to work. I know the party was yesterday, and...
Claire, sit down, Claire.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I'm still wearing this.
What's going on in your life, Claire?
How would you do this? This was a gift. This was a birthday gift.
Happy birthday, Claire.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's not why I said that. I have to wear this all the time.
Well, it's going to be a problem around the office if you do, because no one else is wearing a costume, see?
I know, but if I take it off, it's going to be a whole thing. You've met my husband, Bevan.
Yes.
God love him. I just don't want him to go back on antidepressants.
Oh my God, no.
No, he's much better off than...
Scare me. I had to move zip codes again.
What? I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, I might have to move zip codes again.
No, yeah, Bevan I don't want... No,
scared me last time. Gave me a righteous fright.
I know. So, if you could just be cool about this, it would be...
I can't.
No, come on, please.
HR told me the other day that no costumes are allowed except for costume parties.
No. He insists on coming to work with me too. It's not even like I could change when I get here.
Bevan's here?
Bevan's in my office.
I'm going out the back.
No, he's not on the he's great now. Oh, he's wonderful, Bevan, okay. Right now.
All right. Then.
That's why you understand why I have to wear this. So it's like,
yeah.
I can't take this off. He'll know if I take it off.
Being a leader is tough sometimes, but you're going to have to take it off. What's going on in there, babe?
Nothing, Bev. Just
God, I'm picturing you in it. Come out, let me see it.
Okay, well, look, please. Isn't there something you can't make an exception?
No.
I guess this is goodbye then. Hey, Bevan. Guess what? I quit my job.
Oh my God, this is great. We can take this costume on the road.
Oh God.
Yes.
Oh God.
Come on, get in the car.
All right, I guess I don't have a job anymore, so...
No, it's great. I already got you your first gig.
A gig?
Yeah.
What do we...
Remember all the people that bullied you in high school?
Yeah.
They needed a party clown.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I reached out because I'm like, I'm sure they've grown.
No.
Look at us. We've grown. And I said, Claire's doing Goofy. And they were like, book. They booked it immediately.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Cut to that party. Please don't bully me. Please don't bully me again. Please don't bully me again.
Guys, pants her and then tie her up on the tree like a pinata.
Guys, yeah. You don't need to pants her. There's a butt flap.
See?